listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio, focusing on solutions and thinking different.
Hello folks, good evening and welcome to Circle of White Light Radio with myself, Alan James. It's the 2nd of May 2021 and as usual, time speeds up. We have talked about before about how I'm feeling that time is speeding up. It feels like 2 days ago I just did an interview with Bibi, which is last Sunday, and now here I am again doing another interview. And I'll be speaking with my guests, which is Gosha and Dale, later on, and we're going to get into this kind of the speeding up of time, and we'll talk about it, and we'll bounce it around. I'm sure it's been said to me as well that other people are experiencing the actual this speeding up of time, and maybe it's the 5D, I don't know, we'll have to see what happens anyway. But good evening to everybody, thanks to everybody who's tuning in, and see you logging on the chat room there. Well done, we'll be chatting later on the chat room. And you know, there's so much information out there that people are sending me links and loads of things going on. I'm inundated with it and I'm not too sure what to read out, so obviously I have to be selective. So I have a few things to talk about, but before we do that, let's find out what the communication channels are.
The communication channels are email, contact us at circleofwhitelight.com, by phone 046-927-1212, or sign up to our newsletter via our website at circleofwhitelight.com.
Okay, folks, you know the website, circleofwhitelight.com. You also know that we are on patreon.com/COWLR. If you can afford a few quid and support what we do here at Circle of White Light, that would be fantastic. And also the Pay It Forward on the website, the Pay It Forward appeal, as you know, and we allocate some of the funds for donations to worthy causes, to local charity groups and community groups and the homeless and stuff like that. And things are going great with that. If you want to check out the list of people that we've donated to over the last year, and go over to Circle of White Light and click on the Pay It Forward option on the website, and you'll see a whole list of groups that have been donated to and we have supported and helped over the year. And that's called Pay It Forward because that's the whole idea. Let's pay it forward, let's help other people, and let's try and help them out as much as we can. So a big thank you to everybody who donates to Pay It Forward and to Circle of White Light Radio, because the bills have to be paid as well. So thank you very much for that. Okay, so a couple of things, as I say, we've a few things to read out, things that have been going on, happened during the week. And some of you have come across a YouTube station called Dabu7. I'm sure most of you have come across it and you've heard of the chap. And he does a lot of videos, very interesting and very quick videos, which is what I like as well. And I have a couple of things that I've seen on his show, on his YouTube channel, which I thought were interesting. And he says, W7 said, dozens arrested after CEO of Turkish crypto exchange flees with 2 billion. Turkish authorities have detained 62 people over alleged links to the Istanbul-based cryptocurrency exchange Todex after its founder fled with a reported 2 billion in investors' assets, Turkish media reported. The suspects were apprehended in raids carried out in 8 cities, including Istanbul, Anadolu agency reported on Friday. Police issued arrest warrants for 16 other people. Now, I have warned people before on the show regarding crypto, and I've said that, you know, remember that it's, if you don't have it in your hand, you don't have it. And people have said, but we should invest in crypto because it's going up and down, going up and down. Yes, the markets get manipulated. And that's the whole idea, to fool you into wanting to invest, to buy the crypto. And how many times have we heard about exchanges being closed down or being stolen or being hacked, and the bitcoins or whatever crypto currency has been taken? You know, it's not something I would recommend, folks. Do your own research. and check it out yourself and see what you think. But at the end of the day, you know, the as I say, if it's not in your hand, then obviously you don't have it. So something to be careful of with that. Right, okay, another story from Dabu7. It's about to get much worse. Supply chains implode as price doesn't even matter anymore. The number of container ships stuck at anchor off Los Angeles and Long Beach is down to around 20 per day from 30 a few months ago. Does this mean the capacity crunch in the Trans-Pacific market is finally easing? Absolutely not, warned Nedjis Pokus, Vice President of Global Ocean at freight forwarder Flexport. It's not getting better, it's getting worse, he told American Shipper in an interview on Monday. What I'm seeing is unprecedented. We are seeing a tsunami of freight, he reported. It's not enough ships to carry the freight for delivery. One company was offering $15,000 for a container to get shipped and they could not do it. So it's not even down to the cost of the shipping, but the availability of the ships. And this is what's happening. You know, people are late deliveries. Deliveries getting here late are not being shipped because the freight is not available. The shipping companies don't have the ships, physically have the ships to move the actual the containers. So even if you want to pay $15,000 per container, the freight company is going, we can't do it. We don't have the ships to do it. So it's a bit mad. It really is a bit mad. But that's what's going on. That's why we're seeing delays. I've ordered a couple of things from America and through my postal address over there in America. And it's going to take probably about 4 weeks for them to arrive in all honesty. And normally they're quicker than that. But, you know, it's going to take time. So I just have to be patient. Okay. So just my week, and then we'll be bringing in Gosha and Dale. Something that I typed up on Facebook during the week, and I said, you know what, I'm going to read it out on the radio, and then I'll just get your thoughts, the people in the chat room and the people listening. I'm just going to get your thoughts and see how you know, what you think of it. So I wrote on Facebook, I was thinking today how the government and the media, plus all the actors using the same narrative, have fooled so many people globally with this scamdemic. So I had a thought about how a magician's trick works. Take, for example, sawing a woman in half. When we first see it, we are amazed and baffled at how they did it. Now, some people would not want to know how the trick is done, as they prefer to believe the illusion and think that it was magic. Obviously, the magician has an agenda. He has to fool the audience with his magic, so hopefully the audience will tell their friends to come along to the show, pay their money, and so they can be fooled by the magic also. And so it continues. Maybe they even volunteered for the magician's trick, and because they did, they feel they have to tell everyone that it was indeed magic and not an illusion at all, otherwise they would feel foolish. They have to save face, so they carry on the magic narrative and try and convince people that the magician used magic. Then there is the rest of us who are inquisitive and want to know how it is done. So we do a little research and find out that there was no magic involved at all. It was just a magic trick, an illusion that is well rehearsed with paid assistants and actors. They use smoke and mirrors to make the trick look bigger, better and more dangerous than what it really is. Now apply this to the scandemic. So there will always be people who will tell you that the magician is using magic. Then there are the people who have taken the time to research how the trick is done. There's people who will never wake up, which we've said before. They'll never wake up and they enjoy the illusion and the magic. Even when you offer them the information how the trick is done and the agenda behind it, they do not want to know, as it will destroy the illusion of the trick and the fact that there is such thing as magic. Maybe there is a child in all of us that wants to believe that there is such thing as magic, but we all have to grow up sometimes. So that was kind of my analogy of the way people are being fooled by the government with this pandemic, this scamdemic. and they're buying into it. You know, Stockholm Syndrome can apply as well, and they're buying into this narrative that's being pushed out by the government, and it's like a magic trick. And if you want to see that comment, I've put it on my Facebook page, but if you want that, I actually might copy it over to Circle of White Light on Facebook, and you can go over and have a look at that, because it's a public page anyway, and then see what you think, you know, give us your feedback on it. But yeah, that's my analogy on that anyway. Okay, I'm going to bring in my guest. We're going to get into the subject matter of what's been going on. And Gosia was born in 1977 in Poland. At 22, she left her home country in pursuit of adventures. She lived in the US, Australia, Costa Rica, Spain, and currently in Finland. Graduated from Queensland's University with the degree of Comparative Religion 2005. Owner and the producer of the YouTube channel Agencia Cosmica in Spanish and Cosmic Agency in English, through which the Tangentian Palladian communication is shared. At present, over 250 videos produced. I think it's Tangentian. Since 2017, in an almost daily direct live written contact with Tangentian Palladian crew in the orbit of the Earth. Dale Harder was born in Jan 21, 1955. He grew up between Huntington, TN and Cleveland, Ohio. Dale Harder is a past NASA scientist engineer and owns two businesses, HHR Lasers Incorporated and HHR Exotic Speakers. He has been in the UFO field for more than 47 years and has worked with most ufology, current and past UFO researchers. Dale has had regular visitations by ET craft since he was a child and at various locations around the world. He is an officer for Cleveland Ufology Project, CUP, the oldest UFO group and MUFON group in the world. Not only is he an experiencer, a contactee, but is a confirmed Tangentian Palladian ET from the planet ERA. He is here on a mission and is in contact directly with Tangentian Palladians now in orbit of our planet. Good evening, Gosia and Dale. How are you doing, both of you?
Hi, how are you? Hello. Thank you very much for inviting us and for this introduction. And hello to everybody who is listening as well. And hi, Dale.
Hi, Gosia, and hello, Alan. Thanks for having me on board. Glad to be back.
Brilliant. Thank you for coming on. I hope I got that pronunciation right. Tangentian, is it?
Yes.
It's
Tangentian. Okay, just want to make sure that Tangentian is the word. Now, you were on the show last year, so a big thank you for coming back on. Much appreciated. We'll get an update on what's going on, because I don't know whether you two thought that by this time, you know, this year, we'd be finished with all of this and it would be all gone. But here we are, probably a year later, give or take, and we're still going through this kind of lockdown and issues with masks and the virus and everything else. So I suppose we better cover that first, because that's the main thing that's going on at the moment. And we know that there's a master plan, there's an agenda, whether it's Agenda 21, Agenda 30, and the things they want to do. If they get their plans. So, Gosia, I'll just start off with you. What's your take on what's going on with this? And you're obviously in Finland. Tell us what's happening over there.
Well, thank you. First of all, I'm very surprised, actually, that I'm able to talk about this stuff, because I'm so used to being censored and avoiding this stuff, this topic and these subjects. And every time I'm on a show or doing the interview with someone, or if I mention these subjects myself in my channel, I use code words, you know, I say some kind of, you know, strange word, you know, in order not to be censored, because for the last year, I have published a lot of videos on this subject, and most of them I had to take down, as I have been receiving all kinds of warnings from YouTube and strikes, and we all know how this is going. So I'm very, like, I almost feel strange to be able to talk about this here without any hesitation. So what has been going on? Well, I'm here in Finland, where the situation is a bit softer, had and has been. And I'm feeling very lucky that myself and my partner Matthias and Robert, who is my work partner doing this Tibetan Pleiadian work, and now Estella, who is also in contact with Tibetan, she's here. So we have been able to avoid the drastic measures, you know, being taken in Spain, because we came here from Spain. And we have been enjoying, you know, we have been enjoying the situation here, because here the masks are not obligation, not mandatory. They are recommended only. So it's been much more relaxed here. However, it's been coming, but much more slowly. But I'm definitely, in a way, in my own bubble here, because I know how bad it is, for example, in the United States with, you know, Dale in Ohio and all that. And here it's been quite okay. Dale, how is it over there where you are? Hello?
Dale?
Sorry. I was muted. You know, it seems to be a little bit tighter over here, Goja, than where you are, fortunately, you know, in your area. But things are very hard here, I would say. You know, the daily push with the CV-19 thing and all that stuff, the protocols are well in place. People are just absolutely convinced. And so the national, the government, the local governments, the national government, everything here, it is wear your mask, get your vaccine. It's on the television, it's on the radio, it's on every form of media, and a constant push, you know, to get this done and to get your vaccine, because as long as one remains, then the rest are in danger if you don't get your vaccine, kind of thing. So we are flooded with this stuff 24/7, and it's only increasing, not getting less. You know, the 6-foot distancing protocol is a military protocol, not a CDC standard or anything like that. It was adopted from military. And of course, the COVID, well, we've been through that a million times. So, but I would say, if anything, it has not relented here, though people are getting very, very tired and very, very confused. So, you know, it's a daily effort.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, Dale. A lot of people are getting very, very tired, especially the, if you want to call them, light workers, or the people who are in the truth movement, trying to expose what's going on and trying to educate people to what's going on. Because at the end of the day, if people don't wake up to the whole idea that this is an mRNA experimental drug, and it's not a vaccine. In the legal definition of a vaccine, apparently it's not a vaccine, but they'll call it that to make it nice and friendly for people who don't understand. And my concern is obviously the amount of people that are going to be taking it and not doing the research, which is shocking, because it's funny, Gosha, that most people will spend more time looking at the qualities of their new car they're thinking of buying, rather than trying to get the ingredients of a experimental drug they're going to get injected into their body.
I would say that's true.
Very good point.
Well, I mean, I was just wondering, in Finland, are you in lockdown? Are you wearing masks? Are you doing social distancing?
No. There's nothing. I mean, when it started last year, they shut down the bars and restaurants, but only for a month or so, the way I remember. And then they reopened. Everything is open. You don't need to wear masks. You do see people in masks, and you do see like 95% of people in masks in stores, but it's not obligatory, and no one looks at you weird if you don't wear one. Like, I have never received any bad comments or strange look. You know, people are still nice and smiling, people who attend me. So it's been relaxed, and outside, not many people either, maybe in a city, downtown, but it's been okay. However, I know that the Finnish population is very obedient in general, so they will be taking the vaccines. And anyway, this topic has been covered so much in my channel as well that I honestly don't even know what to say anymore. It's like it's been like I'm just bored talking about this whole thing. And if your audience actually is wondering who I am and what is going on here, is that if you want to know more about what Tiget and Pleiadians have said about this pandemic, you have to go not to my channel because the videos have been taken down by me, but you have to go to the website, which is svaru.org, S-W-A-R-U-U.org, and then go to the transcripts. And there you will have the transcripts of everything that has been said since the beginning, from the moment it started last year, and what Tiget and Pleiadians have been saying about this. And they have been warning us about this from the very beginning. They have been warning about the vaccination agendas and plans and the genocide, because that's what's happening, genocide. They are very strict about this, about calling it genocide. So you can see that in our transcripts on the websites, and the videos are also on library.com, because I had to move to another platform with those delicate subjects. So yeah, we have covered this more than 10 times, you know, many times.
I know.
I don't even know what to say about this anymore. It's like it's been tiring even to, you know, wrap your head around why people are not questioning this and why people are just so easily accepting this. And they, Tiget and Pleiadians, are just flabbergasted. Why humans are just so stupid? Why they are so stupid and why they are not looking deeper into this? And so this, it's so obvious. Like when you start studying this and looking at facts, it just, the agenda is so obviously in your face. And the Tiget and Pleiadians are just very tired and very, very sad and very disappointed. That would be a good word. Very disappointed with the human reaction to this whole thing. Because it's still, what happens, it still depends on us, on our collective reaction. And that's another point we can go into. Let's not wait for any extraterrestrials to come and save us, but galactic federations. It's actually on us. It's on us and our proactive attitude to this whole situation.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because people are still buying into the savior program, and we are the saviors. It's us that will make the change, make the difference. There's no saviors coming. There's no ETs, no Galactic Federation, nothing like that. We are the people that will make the change, because this is something that we have to go through as part of the awakening process for humanity, unfortunately. Dale, what's your take on it? What are you getting from the Tibetans? And I mean, obviously what Gosha said is that they told us that this was going to be happening. So what's your take on it from their point of view?
Well, if I may, I'd like to just add a few comments to what Gosha has already stated, and I will state the same for the fact that I am very tired of the whole damn thing, too. But in response to that, in comparison to, say, Gosha in Finland, here in the States, we're still very much into the six-foot distancing and the wearing of masks. In fact, 99% of the time, wherever you go here, you must be wearing a mask to even be admitted to a store, to a restaurant, to anything or any place. So that is still very much in force. And like I said, people are so tired, so confused. Here, the attitudes and the overall permutation as far as emotion, I would say that people are more aggravated, more angry than ever before, and the slightest thing sets people off. So it is definitely taking its toll on all of us. And, you know, from my family, the Tibetan point of view, their information has never changed or never wavered. It is what it is. It is a plandemic. I have always felt that way. But it is very difficult to fight back or to resist. And I may add that something that I was unaware of, and of course, you know, Goja and I partner and we talk quite often. She sent me a video not too long ago, a little more than a week maybe, and it was entitled The Pushback. And I was absolutely amazed at this video because it was an organization of people worldwide, if I'm correct, was March 20th of this year, in which 40 countries participated, and there were peaceful demonstrations of thousands and thousands of people that were fighting back against the restrictions, the CV-19, the protocols, all of the things therein, and pushing back against this lockdown and everything else. And I would go so far as to say the reason this surprised me so much was because that there was no coverage of it, not a word in the media, to my knowledge, in the United States. And I find this just dumbfounding.
Well, we know the media is controlled, Dale. I mean, globally, the media is controlled. We know that. So.
Absolutely, Alan. Absolutely.
Well, that's why I sent it to you, Dale, because I know that, Dale, you know, you still watch TV here and there sometimes, and I don't watch TV at all. I'm kind of in this alternative bubble all the time, and all the news I get is these, you know, proactive and rebellious acts and initiatives. So I have seen that video about those demonstrations, and I sent it to Dale just to inspire him a little bit, because if people all they see is what's happening on TV, is what they show you on TV, you're not going to even see anything hopeful or inspiring going on. And even though the situation is dire and it's kind of maybe getting worse, and we can talk about that, there are still a lot of really great initiatives around the world and great people and organizations who are trying to fight this. And I still believe there is hope, but that's why I was sending this to Dale, just to inspire him a little bit, to show him that there are people who are fighting this. We're not the only ones. Like, there are thousands of people around the world who are aware of this scam. It's just that it's not being advertised.
Yeah,
that's why most people are not aware.
It's
inspiring. It was, Gosha, and like I said, it's just sad to me that it was not covered at all here.
Yes.
Even to my knowledge, that we participated. And so I have sent it far and wide, try to tell as many people as I can about it. But again, it is something that happened without any of us knowing, that I know of. I may be incorrect, but I can only speak to what I know. And I do, unfortunately, get involved in a lot of different medias and so forth, and poking my nose about all the time, but this was not something that I was aware of, and so I really thank you for sending me that and keeping me abreast of the things that were happening. But it is just so sad because the media is so overwhelming here, and you know, so many things are so blown out of sight. So, Alan, it is a bad state of affairs here.
It is, you know, and I've said it before on the show, it gets darkest before dawn. And a couple of things that both of you said there, which I want us to expand on. The whole idea, you know, I said it just at the start of the show that humanity had to go through this exercise. I feel anyway, based on, you know, interviews with previous guests and my own research and the work I've done, we've had to go through this because a few years ago, when I did a show, I said we need something globally to wake the masses up, to wake people up to what's going on. Now, I didn't know at the time what that thing would be, but I just felt that we needed something globally to wake people up. And then a few years later, you know, lo and behold, here comes a virus. And what's happening, and we're all seeing it, is this kind of divide. Gosha, you said yourself that you don't watch TV and you're in your own bubble. I agree with you. I'm the same. I don't watch the TV. I don't listen to all that news. But what's happening, does this divide happening, and we'll call it, for argument's sake, let's just call it the 3D and the 5D. Does this big divide that's happening between the people, friends and family, where you have your vaccinated mask wearers against the non-vaccinated unmask wearers. And I've heard this from other guests as well, regarding the polarities. Eventually, these polarities are going to push each other away, and there's going to be a split, because this is the divide. And other people like Dolores Cannon have talked about this, you know, this split happening, because It's you know, there's higher energies and lower energies. There's some people that want to stay in the matrix and be part of that system, that new world order. And then there's other people like yourselves who want to be outside that, and they want to go work with higher energies and look for solutions and have a better world, better place and everything else. So the Tibetans, what do you what are you getting from your from their point of view, and what information do you have? And then I'll pass it over to Dale, and Dale can give us his take on it as well.
Oh, okay. It's not easy to answer that. In a way, yes, it will be viewed as a divide. They have been observing what's happening. They have been warning us about what's all this agenda. For a long time, myself, I feel a little low today, and I know I told you in the before this show, and I didn't tell you why, and it's because you know there is this talk recently about the vaccinated people spreading their exosomes to non-vaccinated people, and all that, and yeah. I brought it up to Tibetans' attention as well, and right now as we speak, they are examining this issue, and. If it's true that that's what's happening, then it's not really good news, because it's not going to be enough not to be vaccinated. It's going to be much more difficult to stay away from all these unvaccinated people, because they're everywhere, and you can't avoid contact with people at some point. So I'm still wrapping my head around this issue during these days, as it's something that came to my attention. Just during these days, I talked about it a little bit with our main with one of the girls, Yashi, on the ship, and they have been looking at this issue right now. I don't have any official statement about that from them yet, but as soon as I have it, I will present it. But it seems like everything is pointing to that being true, which is making me sad, and it's making me sad these days. And I don't know how to. Exactly, position myself against around that situation. So, going back to your question, it can be viewed as some sort of a divide, because I myself feel this so strongly, like never before. There's this like a huge barrier and a huge wall between me and any person out there who even slightly believe in this scam. I can't even like. It's not just about. Someone believing extraterrestrials someone not believing extraterrestrials and me believing extraterrestrials. There was a divide there too before with that on that topic, but now it's like it's an abyss for me. I can't even imagine relating myself to that person who even slightly permits themselves the belief that this is real. So I feel that this divide is like it has never been before. And it's, even though it's sad what's happening, it's also very interesting to observe and see where it will lead us. And here it will depend on your subjective interpretation of the situation, whether you will see it from the more optimistic point of view, whether you will see it from the more agenda transhumanism point of view. There's just a lot of theories floating around where this is leading to and what this might mean. Overall, what the Tibetans have been telling us is that it's not really positive what's happening. And they have been observing, but what they are observing for now is nothing optimistic for the human fate, unfortunately.
Okay, that's a bit of bad news. Okay, then we get talking a bit more about that. Dale, what's your take on this 3D, 5D divide? You're seeing it, obviously, with people. And, obviously, it's all, I would say also, it's got to do with frequencies as well. I mean, you're saying that you don't want to be around people, even if they're anywhere near talking about vaccines and masks. And I feel that frequencies, again, it's the polarization of these frequencies. You don't want to be with people who are a lower frequency, because they are when they're dealing with that. So maybe this is the, you know, part of the 3D, 5D divide. Dale, what's your take on it? What are you getting from the Tibetans on that?
Well, my information from the Tibetans is the same as Gosha's, since we're both talking to the same family and our family and group. But, I definitely see the polarization here. Even extending to my earthly adopted family, that I've been with for most of my life, and I am the the black sheep or the outcast, as it were, because I steadfastly believe in my family and I will not take the vaccine. And I really, really resist the damn mask wherever I can. But not just because I'm being resistant, but because it's damaging to me personally. It's hard for me to breathe. It causes difficulty with bacteria and sinus and infections and all kinds of things. So I resist it from that point as well. And then, of course, on the other hand, I have no idea why wearing a chain link fence on my face would provide me with any protection. But in any case, it's come down to the point where even with, as I said, my adopted family here, they get very angry with me because I refuse to do the vaccine or to wear the masks and that kind of thing. And so, you know, I've gotten into some pretty good scrapes over that recently. And, you know, on holidays or anything like that. Now, I don't have much of an adopted earthly family left, but those that I do associate with, you know, have really voiced that and been very noisy about their attitude. So it's excruciating. It has been providing a lot of people here with an impetus to as I said, toward anger, toward upset, nonconformity, the whole nine yards. And you see it daily. You see it wherever you go. It is absolutely prevalent. And I've seen fights between people in stores and various places. They just erupt with no provocation, with no meaning, no reason whatsoever. So it is taking its toll on people in every way, shape, and form. You know, this has been well over a year that we've been locked down like this. And irregardless of whether we were actually under a curfew or a lockdown, we're still locked down. We're locked down mentally. We're locked down physically. And the so-called need to conform or you're an outcast. And that plays a big role in this whole thing. So myself, Gosha, my family, we're all looking at this and we're all going, oh, my God, humanity, will you just wake up? But they absolutely refuse to do so. They won't think for themselves. And if they do, they're usually afraid to voice those concerns because they're not conforming and they don't want to be picked on. So it's a real hard place to be in right now.
It is. It's very hard. Yeah. And there's a divide between families. Gosha.
I just wanted to mention also that 2 points to this, that even though it has been hard and all these difficult situations like you, Dale, described are happening, it's not here. I haven't seen any violence here in Finland myself, but it's happening, yes. But what Jassy stressed also, that it's important when we confront those people to integrate them, that the higher consciousness person is the one who has the responsibility of integration of the lower consciousness entity and not the other way around. So, for example, when we discuss these things with people, she suggested not just, you know, aggressively and violently calling them stupid and idiots and ignorant, but just like calmly explain and show the evidence and the arguments of what we are talking about. Integrate them with love and compassion. Even though that's very, 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 very difficult. And I know people, we have this follower and great urologist in Spain, Dr. Alex Sousa, who has been fighting in, you know, in his field. He's a world famous doctor in his field, and he has been fighting this, and he's under some kind of medical examination right now by the medical board in Spain. And he told me that even when he explains this with a logical, common sense arguments and evidence, people still do not listen. But as the Tegetan crew tells us, we can only do so much. So you only show, you only share what you know calmly without calling them any names or anything. You just explain what you know, offer another perspective, and that's where your responsibility ends. So let's not get overly crazy and let's not feel overly guilty about not being able to change everybody, because it's not our position and job to change everybody. And also, don't forget, and this is what we have been told in the very beginning of our contact, only 4 people out of 5 are actually real people. That's a very heavy subject and statement, I know, but we have been told this 3 years ago when this contact started, that we have only 4 out of 5 are actually, sorry, only one person out of five is a real person, and the rest are matrix programs. So there's no point even trying to make these people see your point, because they will not. They are here to maintain the system, and they are here to maintain this matrix protocol and burn you out, basically. So just state what you have to state calmly, share your perspective, offer what you have to offer, and walk away if you see it's not received.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. We've heard about the background people in the quantum program, part of the matrix, and you know we have to allow for that. Now, it was said to me by 2 people a couple of years ago that about, you know, the whole people dying off, and I don't know whether people would call it the rapture or just people dying off. Now, 2 years ago, we didn't know about the virus. And I was kind of scratching my head thinking, how's that going to happen? How are people just going to die off, you know? And then all of a sudden, you know, 2 years later, the virus happens and people are getting injected with the vaccine, and then people are actually dying off. And I thought, maybe this is it. Because if you think about it, and this is me thinking, and I'll pass this over to Dale and get his take on it. But this is just me thinking. By the way, if anybody has a question on the chat room, please put Q or question at the start of it so I can see it. If you don't do that, I won't see it. So make sure you put question at the start of it there. Thank you. So Dale, here's the thing. So this kind of idea that people are going to die off, and then I thought, okay, so that's how they're going to do it. The people who, it seems to be, and this is again my observations, the people who are struggling tend to be mainly in the matrix. Now, there are the people who are outside the matrix and like us, and we know what's going on, we can see what's going on, we're pretty laid back and calm. Yes, we're kind of tired and frustrated and everything else, but we can see what's going on. We see the magic trick. Okay, I said it at the start of the show about the magic trick. We can see the magic trick and we know how they're doing it. All right, so we can see through the illusion. Now, the majority of people who are outside the matrix tend to managing, they're coping okay, they're managing with it. It seems to be affecting more people in the matrix than outside the matrix. And I was thinking, well, maybe that's because we have done the research and the homework, and we've spent the time to understand what's going on in the world. And that's why them frequencies are not affecting us as much, because it's really got to do with the people who are not who have not woken up to the bigger picture, because this has obviously got to do with a mass awakening for humanity. So what would be your take on that, Dale? Do you think that's right on the mark, or what do you think?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that I agree with Gosha's statement 100% about how to react and how to treat people and the whole thing, and it's about the frequency aspect of this, you know, so... As far as the rest of it, to tell you the truth, I get so lost in this stuff at some points in time that I shake my head and throw my hands up. I really don't know what to say or what to do with it anymore. I think that we are concentrating and paying entirely too much attention to this CV thing, and we really need to try and concentrate elsewhere. Because, as you know, what we think about is what we create. The matrix is there. We obviously know that. Goja and myself and our contact with our family above, we know the truth of what's going on with that. We've all also innately known. I've known all my life. Goja has known as well in one form or another. So our rock is trusting in them and believing in them and knowing that they would not steer us wrong or give us misinformation, at least on purpose, because obviously they can still make a mistake, but it's not nearly as often as we do here. We can get dragged down into this stuff pretty quickly and pretty easily, and as Goja said today, she's feeling a little low, and I actually concur. I feel the same. We're both just getting worn out. And, so it's not our job. to try and convert the world or to change everybody's opinion. We can simply state what we know. We can calmly tell people the things that we believe or that we know, and let it go at that, because we're not our brother's keeper. And like she said, you know, only one out of every five people is actually a real person. Some are holograms, and some are matrix, and some are clones, and so forth and so on. You know, this thing is going to be what it's going to be. But hopefully, we'll be able to round the corner on this and maintain some kind of a positive attitude. We really don't have much of a choice, as I see.
Yeah, no, well, look, I agree. I mean, Circle of White Light is really was set up for solutions and to focus on preaching to the converted, so to speak, because I spent 9 years with Open Your Mind Radio, and we did I felt we did a good job trying to wake people up. But I think, as far as I'm concerned, that work is now done. Circle of White Light is really trying to educate the people who are open-minded and looking for solutions, which is a lot of the things that we talk about on the show as well, and things that I'm doing personally outside the radio show. And we're trying to get things done, like the Pay It Forward, where we're helping local communities and groups, and the Global Restoration Plan, which is, again, working with people to set up an alternative system so we can, because if this system collapses, we can't change this system that the governments are using. It's too corrupt and it's too broken down. It's too damaged. We need to set up an alternative system for the people that benefits the people. And that's something that I'm involved in outside the radio show as well. And that's what Circle White Light is all about as well. But Gosha, tell us more about your thoughts on the Tibetan, their approach, because I feel that, and I feel the same with you and Dale with your energy. You know, there's times that you feel drained and you feel your energy, your energies are low, and you just feel, oh, for God's sake, why can't this just, we get on and get things that need to be done? Because there's a lot of people feeling that drain of energy because of what's going on. So I sympathize with you there. But if the Tibetans are turning around and saying there's no light at the end of the tunnel, I find that hard to believe. And I'll tell you why. Because, you know, I think Source, Creator, I think there is a divine plan. And I think we wouldn't be put through all of this when there's no light at the end of the tunnel. It just doesn't make sense having to go through all of this work and at the end of it, you know, the plug is pulled and go, ah, yeah, fooled you there. You did all that work and, you know, there was no solution at the end of it. I just find that as not an option. I think maybe we need to wake up humanity, and I think, yeah, we have a massive fight in our hands. But I'm surprised that they think that way. So, but I'm open to listen to what they have to say and their take on it.
Yeah, well, there's just so much. I could be here all night speaking about this because, yeah, we have so many videos presenting so many different perspectives about this, because this is not so black and white and not just like this perspective or the other. There are a lot of layers to this game, and this game is super multidimensional. So it depends on from what perspective you are looking at. What seems to be lack of the light at the end of the tunnel from one perspective of our being, a level of our being, it is not perceived that way from another level of a being. So again, we will have to decide from what level we are speaking from. However, generally speaking, sorry, I lost my point. You were asking me a specific question and I knew exactly what I was going to address and now it left me.
Well, what you were saying there about the actual, you know, just different ways that this can be approached, and I agree, this is where we're going into the 3D and 5D. You know, there is a timeline that there's no light at the end of the tunnel, and then there's a timeline that there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes, there is always the light at the end of the tunnel. It's not that they said there is no way out of this. It's just that there is a specific, you know, this is not the first time this is happening in our society and on our planet. They have been calling this a reset. You know, there have been many resets already in our past civilizations. And civilizations grow, they flourish, they evolve, and then they pass. It's just cycles, natural cycles of civilizations. So again, depending on what point of the perspective you want to look at this from, you know, how it's going to appear to you. If you look from the broader perspective, there is no evil. There is no light. This is all from the duality perspective. Light at the end of the tunnel. It's just so many perspectives here I could bring into the discussion. But now, yes, you were talking about being drained and tired.
Yeah.
Yes. You see, this is something I have been feeling myself for the last weeks, and I'm kind of even angry at myself because this is not my normal usual self. I usually feel very optimistic and very enthusiastic and full of life and full of strength to continue. And I will continue, of course. You know, if I thought there is no light at the end of the tunnel, I would not be doing this anymore. Neither would they up there. But we are still continuing and pushing forward because we believe still that the humanity can react in time. But is there time? That's the question. That's the question. Isn't it maybe too late? That's why this whole spreading, exosomes from vaccinated people toward non-vaccinated people made me so sad, because it just makes me realize how fast this is progressing. And are we waking up in time? Because one of the going back to the reset, one of the reasons, actually, this is also getting deep. This is one of the reasons why one of those humanity resets are undertaken and are being encouraged even by the ETs themselves, is when we reach a certain state of our evolution, when there is too much awakening happening. Here, I have to explain exactly what I mean. You have to understand that this, let's call this 3D playground, is to many extraterrestrials within the Federation, even themselves, a playground. It's a place where a soul come in and have their experience. They have their drastic duality experiences which they cannot have outside. And a lot of races come here for the emotional experiences, which is something that they cannot have outside either. A lot of these Andromedan races or other races, they don't have such a wide range of emotion. So they come here and they experience being a human, all of them as one race, seemingly a human. This is a biosuit to them, biosuit that they use to experience life as another experience for their soul expansion. So, and again, this will have to be explained in detail, which we don't have time now. The one big reason why the Galactic Federation does not want truly, but I'm talking about the deeper hand of the Federation, because there are many layers of the Federation. Yeah. The reason why the deeper hand of the Federation does not necessarily want the humanity to awaken is because they are going to lose their one and only unique experience in the universe, which is a 3D playground and field. So that's why the Cabal went into this panic when there are too many people awakening. They went into the panic mode and they activated this pandemic scam in order to stop what's happening, because they got afraid. They got afraid that they are going to lose their playground. And here I'm referring to the Cabal, but I'm also referring to the hidden hand within the Federation itself. Because Tagetans, and I know this is not liked by many people, but I'm just telling you what the Tagetans are saying. Tagetans are clearly stating that the hidden hand within the Federation is controlling what's happening on Earth. And it's not as love and light as many people claim it is. I'm talking about the Galactic Federation. They have their interests in maintaining our society the way it is. And it's not so much about making our world 5D ascended, you know, into the paradise kind of existence. They have plenty of other 5D planets out there in the universe. Why would they care to make this one that? They have this planet to have a 3D experience. That they want to keep it that way. Of course, now there are other layers and factions and groups within the Federations and extraterrestrials like Tagetans themselves who do not agree with that. who do not agree with that, and that's why they are fighting. There are a lot of discussions and conflict within the Federation races themselves. So the situation is very complex, and it's not as black and white, and it's not as simple to explain.
No, I understand it. It's very complicated. Being involved with other people and talking about it's very convoluted, and there's a lot of involved and a lot of windows of opportunity for changes and everything else. And I can understand that. You know, I can understand that if there is other 5D planets out there, and this is 3D, and they want to have the experience. It's like, you know, if you take the ball off them, they don't like it. And by us waking up and trying to move forward into 5D, they just want to take the ball back.
Yes.
And it's obviously, you know, that's understandable that there's control outside the planet controlling this as well. And this is the kind of, maybe this is the seesaw that we're on, is this fight that's going on between good and bad, if you want to call it, the spiritual war, and also the 3D war between the ET races controlling the planet, because, as you say, they like this petri dish in 3D that they can experiment with, and they don't want people to wake up and move on. Dale, what? Sorry.
No, finish your point, and I'm going to add something else to that.
No, go ahead.
I don't want to interrupt, but I just had this point to add. But yes, exactly, and what's also important here to know, and this is where the multi-level chess here comes into play, as Yasky was explaining to me a few days ago, what we are, we know we are the multi-density and multi-dimensional being. So what we see, what we have here, our free will from here is actually different to what our free will from 5D and above seems to be. So our desires also change. So what the Galactic Federation uses as a justification to keep the conflicts going and to keep a lot of these difficult things going is what we from 5D and above desire for our 3D experience. And they do not take into account the suffering, the real suffering from within 3D, because according to them, from their perspective, we are just avatars. They are not even considering us a primordial Lyrian race. They perceive us as a game players. And that's why they overvalue the desires of us from 5D as souls to want to have this difficult, challenging experience on Earth over what we here want once we are inside this so-called game. And that's why I'm angry talking even about this, because me and the Tagetan teams, we are defending our 3D perspective, what we want from within here, that our desires are not less important and valuable than what our souls want from a higher level for our soul's evolution. You know, from this, Yasky explains that simple souls that are still learning and are still learning from duality and suffering, they still need suffering in order to keep growing. They still need challenging experiences. But what she's trying to teach us, we don't need suffering, and we don't need that drastic marked duality in order to know who we are and in order to progress. So she's trying to liberate us from that constant need of perpetuating duality, perpetuating conflict on ourselves. And she's telling, and they are trying to tell the Federation that as well, because many of the Federation members are still stuck in those old ideas of how the souls evolve through duality, through suffering. It's what the souls want. It's what the collective wants on Earth. So we're going to give them what the collective wants. And there are other ET groups, other members of the Federation, Tagetans, who don't agree with that approach, and they are trying to help the humans as they are from within 3D, because our experience from within here is as important as what we might want as souls from outside the Earth.
I know, it sounds like a really bad council meeting where nobody can agree on what needs to be done on the way forward. Plus the fact that you mentioned that, you know, where these avatars, you know, years ago there was a program in the 90s called Sim City, and the whole idea was you controlled, you set up the city and you controlled the utilities and the schools and the police and everything else, and you ran it like a city and you had to run everything. And that's the way I see this simulation that we're in. It's the same thing with avatars. We're in this game, this advanced program. And I'm going to pass over to Dale because I want to touch base with Dale on that, obviously get his feedback on what you said there, Gosha. But Dale, I'm an IT guy, and I've done a bit of programming in the past, and we know about, you know, you have subroutines and all that kind of stuff. And I do feel that we have, in this game, if we're going to call it that, this quantum program, that we do have free will, but the free will is defined in and it's locked down to the current situation we're in at the moment. I mean, where I am now, I'm sitting here and I'm doing in the studio and I'm doing an interview with both of you, but so I have free will, but I've limited free will in what I can do in the current situation I'm in at the moment. So what I have said before in this quantum program we're in is that this quantum program has already worked out the amount of free will options I have based on the situation I'm in at the moment. So yes, I have free will to make a choice, but that choice is limited based on where I am. So if we are in this quantum program, that technically means, in my mind, that all our lives and what we do are predetermined because it's part of the program. How does that fit with you, Dale? Does that make sense?
I'd like to say I do agree with everything that Gosha said. I'd like to expand just a little bit in that we bandy around the words 3D, 5D. I want to make sure that our listeners understand we're not talking about dimensions as much as we're talking about densities, because everything energy-wise is frequency. Okay, so as Gosha said, there are many, many planets, and in fact, the universe, its base level is 5D, or a fifth density. And the Earth itself is actually 5D. Its primordial Earth is 5D. That means that the actual trees and water and planet and so forth that was here before the human game is a 5D natural. But we are living within this matrix that has been impressed and imposed upon us. So you've got to think of this place like Disneyland. And the souls have come here for fun. This is their holiday. This is their experience. And to come here and to learn and to interact within the 3D matrix or the 3D game. The thing is that like in Star Trek, in the holosuites, this particular game, the holosuite, the safety protocols have been turned off. And so you have to be extremely careful because you can get trapped in this 3D matrix. You can get lost in this 3D matrix. It will swallow you and you can be forever altered or lost. So there is no safety protocols in this game. But again, it is a game. It is a place that the souls come, and many extra souls, ET souls, are here to experience the things that are happening at this moment in time. We are experiencing living in and out of 3 and 5D constantly. So the higher our frequency is, the more often we're in and out of the 5D. And, you know, so this is something that we have to pay attention to. It does get, as I said, tiring as we're experiencing. But, we will at some point decide which direction we're going to move or not. So the only thing is staying aware and remembering this is a matrix. This is a game. Can we keep that in mind and remember not to get trapped? That's the danger.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, part of this journey, there's a few questions coming in now. I'm going to go over there. Part of the journey, I think personally, is to go from being inside the matrix, and then obviously through our life is to wake up to the matrix, to understand and step outside, and then increase our frequency through consciousness and learning more about it, and getting to a higher frequency away from the matrix. Maybe that is our journey. And that's what we all have to do, or maybe that's what all expected to do. But unfortunately, some people don't do it, and they have to come back, maybe through reincarnation and the avatar again, and go through another life to maybe get to the stage where they've woken up and moved on. I don't know. I mean, I'm only kind of guessing, but maybe that is a possibility. Okay, we'll go over to the questions anyway, and we'll throw them over to both Gosha and Dale. And we'll go through them there. So, Gosha, first question to you first. We'll go off to you first. And Jim wants to know, is there likely to be a revelation of ET anytime soon and anything on Project Bluebeam?
Okay, before I answer, very, very, very short comment on what you asked Dale about the free will.
Okay.
Just a very, very short comment there. I have a video about that as well, where Yasky is explaining... Okay, that there is actually, from the highest perspective, there is no free will, because everything is already worked out in the source, and all the possibilities are already being played out. But where the free will is, where we experience free will, is in the fact that it's up to us which timeline of all these already worked out and played out timelines we will animate for ourselves at any specific point in our life. Because every decision we take, every thought, every step, a new idea that we entertain is animating us towards a different timeline. So even though from the highest perspective there is no free will and all the timelines are happening at the same time, it's you who is animating them with your frequency and with your intentions and your thoughts at each point in your life. So that's where the free will is. But also we have something here called a collective free will as well, because they have also explained to us the principle of dominant frequency. So, for example, if we are right now on Earth, we are still, even though we are our own individual consciousness, we are still subject and exposed to that dominant frequency of the collective consciousness. And that collective dominant frequency can direct how we even feel towards certain direction. So that's why a lot of us are feeling dragged down and tired and worn out, as also because that overall dominant frequency principle that is happening collectively. Okay.
So how do we change that dominant frequency?
Yes, you can. She told us, and that also ties in with the perception of time. I was going to talk about that as well.
Okay.
It's the same. It's the same principle that applies. We can talk about this a bit later if you want to go back to it, the time speeding up. But you can remove yourself from the collective perception and from the collective matrix by, you know, just centering on yourself and meditating and contemplating your own reality, being in your own bubble. And then there is a chance that you will gradually remove yourself from that dominant frequency that is wrapping the whole planet. And by doing that, you will also be linking up with similar individuals who are a frequency match to you and to your newly established frequency, and that's where the separation topic is coming in as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. You vibe with your own tribe. You're
yes.
You're vibing with people who are on the same frequency as you are. Definitely, that's definitely happening. I think we're seeing more that people are pulling away from people around them who are just not on the same frequency. And sometimes you can't be even in the same room with certain people who are just are not on the same frequency.
Yes. So, okay, going back to the question of from the chat, I can only speak for my team. I don't speak to any other extraterrestrials, so I don't know what they're up to. But there's definitely nothing in the planning of the sort. No mass appearance or statement or anything like that. Yes, Aneka, who is also a girl we talked to, she did warn us, though, alerted us to the possibility of the blue beam situation type of scenario. But she also said that she's doubtful that it will happen because the cabal is too busy with other agendas at the moment. That's what she said. But it is possible.
Okay, I'll go off to Dale, but I'd quickly say this. They seem to be rolling out a lot of Pentagon stories on UFOs, you know, official footage and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it feels to me that that's a bit of psychology, maybe to see if people are ready. I mean, that could be a prep thing as well. Now, I was told also that the 5D technology they need to do Project Bluebeam has been shut down and taken out. So that probably won't happen. But Dale, what's your take on that?
The Project Blue Beam, you know, which has been talked about quite a great deal by Dr. Stephen Greer, I don't particularly feel that that is actually going to happen at this point in time. So, you know, I mean, from what I've heard, what I've read, what I've talked to with various people around the world, et cetera, and, of course, as my sister Annika has said, you know, that I just don't think that's something that we really need to worry about, you know, the overall of that and the planned alien attack, et cetera. I just don't think that's going to happen. I think CV-19 has usurped that because it has done far more than they expected it to. And I think they're very happy with the results of what is coming from that plandemic. So I think that Blue Beam has been put on hold, at least for the near future.
Okay. Next question, Gosha. Question from Rich84. Why are the Tibetans disappointed if they know 80% of people are unreal?
Sometimes when they become too sad, I always know, because you have to understand, they are very emotional. They are actually much more emotional than even humans, and they are much more emotional than Andromedans and other races. So sometimes when I see them too sad and too disappointed, because, you know, they do, it does happen, I feel like I want to comfort them in some way, say something. So one of the things I say is that, like, it just, you know, don't take it so personally. I mean, yes, I mean, well, not everybody is real. So don't think that we are all stupid here and ignorant. Most of these people are matrix programs. And they say, yeah, we know that. But we still get affected. It still reaches them. You know, the energy from the earth is very negative right now. And it reaches them, makes them sick. They are in a very low orbit, around 500 kilometers from the Earth. You can actually even see them on a bright day. They are always on rotation around the Earth. But so they are within this, let's call them 3D frequencies, but that's another topic. And within the 5D bubble that they have on their ship. But still, those frequencies affect them, and the energy and the whole the overall, you know, sadness wrapping the planet right now is reaching them, and they've become sad.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. And Dale, do you want to add anything to that?
No, I would have to agree with that and say the same. They're very emotional. I tend to take after them a lot. I'm pretty emotional too, especially compared to G. So she keeps me grounded, keeps me straight. I let my emotions get away with me once in a while, but you know, it's because I'm a very feeling person, as they are, and you know, so we take things to heart. But you know, sometimes we need grounding too. But otherwise, no, it's you know, like I said, the fact is to remember that there's a lot of matrix stuff all around us. Even I have to remind myself about this constantly too. Because it does close in on me, and the matrix does fight back quite often. So I find that when I'm not observing their so-called protocols, when I'm not so consumed with that kind of stuff, then my closest adopted family members or my neighbors or people like that will come down with COVID. just to convince me that it's right around the corner, you see, and get me back on track. But so it's the Matrix reacting, and the Mr. Smiths are everywhere.
Yeah. I get that. No problem. The Peter has a question, but it's a bit, I think it's going to be a bit long-winded. Peter in Australia there, he wants to know, Dale Gosha, can you please tell me about your time with NASA and your walk-in soul from the Pleiadian star system? Thank you. I think that's going to be quite a long-winded question. So maybe if you have that information on your website, maybe Peter could pop over to that, Gosha.
I'm looking for that question in the chat because I'm there, but I can't see it. Something about the NASA. If it's to do with NASA, then that's for Dale probably.
Okay. Well, it's just Peter wants to know about your time in NASA. Dale, I don't know whether you can condense it down to a minute or something.
I don't think that would be possible, really. It would take a great deal of time. But my story... my meeting with the family and for the first time, everything is all on the videos with Gosha and the Cosmic Agency. So we suggest always to people that you start at the beginning, go through each and every individual video, because you'll find that you're going to get wrapped up in it very quickly. And the more that you listen, the more you're going to want to listen. And so starting at the beginning is always a good place, but you'll find me throughout many of the videos and many of the different places in my story, or if people are really interested in my background or even Gosha's, just Google us, Google my name or anything, and you'll find our stories. I've been on more TV and radio shows than I can count throughout my life, so some good, some bad.
Yeah, no,
but,
that's...
rather than taking up our valuable time here with that, I did serve 12 years with NASA, 7 years with Honeywell Aerospace, and have a lot of background and so forth in that. But, it's all out there.
Okay. Well, this question is probably more for you as well, Dale. Garza 2 on the chat wants to know, do making electromagnetic pulse devices to deactivate the nanobots in the vaccines will still play a significant role? Are making them still encouraged by Tibetans? So are they making electromagnetic pulse devices to deactivate the nanobots in the vaccine?
Well, there are actually commercially made devices. And then, of course, I recommend anybody either Google it, do-it-yourself electromagnetic pulse devices, or go on YouTube and also put in, do-it-yourself electromagnetic pulse, and you'll find so many different explanations. Some are more effective than others, but essentially it's just a high burst of electromagnetic waves, whether it's created with a capacitor bank or a Tesla coil, or even a stun gun can be used under certain conditions. The various types, their ranges are limited, etc. And even I have designed all kinds of equipment and medical devices to help eradicate these particular things. In fact, I believe, if I'm correct, you can correct me if I'm not, Gosha, that we intend to do a video upcoming regarding electromagnetic pulse devices and so forth. We just haven't been able to get to that yet, but I think that's forthcoming. But in the lieu of that, I would suggest that people, look it up or Google it, because there are just tons of information out there about it.
Brilliant.
Well, yes, it was them. They suggested that. It's not that they are doing that. They suggested people do that, those EMP devices. And yeah, I was going to make a video with Dale explaining how to make them, because it's supposedly they did some tests on board their ship, and it supposedly does burn some of those nano stuff. I don't know much about that. I'm not technical, so I can't even explain it, but they will explain it in one of the videos in the future.
Okay, well, Dale, if you get around to doing that technology, will you give us a shout and we'll do a show, because I am a kind of techie myself, and I am into that kind of stuff, and any kind of alternative devices that would help the people would be fantastic to have a chat about. So just keep that in mind, if you don't mind.
I'd be happy to do that, Alan. I'll even send you a couple of links and some different things that I've got here that will probably come out in the video that we do. And also along the same lines, the George Van Tassel longevity machine, you know, that he was working on before he inexplicably died just before the thing was turned on. So that's a real interesting device. The moment the name escapes me, it's on the tip of my tongue. But it's out in the Phoenix Desert there, it's a fascinating machine. In fact, Ancient Aliens did a really, really great one-hour show on that device, which was supposed to be used not only as EMP, but for longevity or rejuvenation of the physical body, and also working with sound waves and frequencies. So very interesting stuff, right along the same lines.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you can stick me on the list or send me them links over, I'd be very interested in having a look at that, because obviously people over here in Ireland will obviously will want to be healed, maybe if they get the vaccine and decide that they shouldn't have got it. And if there's a way of us using technology to do it or help them, then that would be fantastic to do. So that would be great, Dale, if we can do that. Gosha, next question we have from Jim. And Jim wants to know, why didn't they play out a real pandemic rather than push a fake one?
Well, it is a fake one.
There is a fake one, but what Jim is saying, why didn't they just go ahead and have a real Ebola pandemic globally?
Why didn't they have the real one?
Yeah.
Because the real one, they cannot control. This, they can control. It's all controlled by numbers and by statistics. It's not real, and by media. If they throw a real one, they cannot control it. They need to know exactly who to kill off and where. It is actually targeted. Specific regions are being targeted, so they can manipulate it as they wish. They couldn't manipulate the real one.
Yeah, that's fair enough. That's fair comment. Okay, Dale, do you want to comment on that?
No, she did a great job. That's exactly the whole point. How can you control a real one? You know, if it gets away from you, you're out of luck. So this is a completely controlled and planned pandemic. That's it.
Okay, no problem at all. Right. Next question. If I'm Joan, if everything is planned or arranged before we are even born, why do anything if they are going to win anyway? Well, this is probably going back to what I said about if we're in this quantum program and everything is predefined, predetermined. Why do anything if they're going to win anyway? Well, I don't know. Maybe within the free will that we have, there's an option there of the choices that we make might make the difference between the timelines and what's going to happen. Gosha, what do you think? Obviously, you know, you say about with the Tibetan saying about the possibility that mankind, you know, and might work out well for mankind. But as you say, there's multiple possibilities here.
Yes, of course. And that's why they are so stressing the point that our reaction is so important. And they have been trying to kick us in our butts to be proactive. They've been always saying, do everything you can and a little bit more. Go beyond yourself to try to contribute whatever you can in whatever way you can. Civil mass disobedience is the key here. Without violent actions, though, because that's what the cabal wants too. On the other hand, so civil mass disobedience. They have been trying to have us react because they know it's not set in stone. No future is ever set in stone, individually or collectively. So they've been trying hard to make us react to this. And if they say that they don't see it so positively, it's because of the overall general collective collective approach to this whole thing. Yes, there are people awakening like never before. They mentioned that also. There's a huge awakening happening, but is it enough? Is it enough to stop this planned genocide that is progressing so fast? I mean, only a year ago, we were relaxing, sipping mojito on the beach somewhere in Hawaii, you know, whatever, not me, but people. And, you know, and in a year, this happened. And now in the last few days, I'm finding out about this passive spread of the exosomes from vaccinated people. What is that? So this is just sad. So yes, people are awakening and taking actions, good, and we will not stop. I will not stop. But will it be enough? I am not sure. But we have to be of positive mind, of course. Otherwise, yeah, why do anything at all?
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's fair enough. Okay. And I'll pass this next question over to Dale. Question, is higher frequency literally so, like more radiation, or is this from a moral perspective? What's the connection between morality, right and wrong, and the vibrational rate of energy matter? Hope this makes sense. Thanks. That's from Seeker Ivy.
Yes. Okay. I would say that as your frequencies increase, and when we go to the fifth density, where the Tibetans are now residing in their ship, which is in a bubble of 5D, and your frequency is vibrating much higher. And that comes with, one, enlightenment, okay, and wisdom. And as we gain in frequency, our tendency to want to do or to exist where we are doing more positive things, it becomes more prevalent, okay? That doesn't mean that you couldn't do something bad or whatever from those higher levels. But the tendency to do so becomes less and less until eventually you get to a high enough density, your 7th, 8th, 9th, etc., where those kind of things are no longer relevant, no longer important, and the duality of right and wrong is encompassed in one. It does not have any particular meaning. So you do rise above that, and so this is a place where we come to experience, as a soul, the lower levels, the lower baser energies, if you will, and what that may mean for each of us as an individual soul, but still remembering that that individual soul is nothing more than one facet on a huge gemstone or a single beingness, okay? And so we have chosen to experience those things in these lesser energies. I think the whole idea, the whole benefit for all of this, going through the process, coming down here, forgetting everything through the veil, and going through these tests is to gain that experience and that emotional set, if you will, and then taking that back with us on exit. In my particular case, I came knowing a lot of it. I remembered a lot of it. Came on purpose that way. But that does not happen in the norm. That is not the way most things are done here. So, I came for a specific mission or reason. Most beings did not or do not. However, there are a great many now that are coming in that capacity.
Okay, well, that's good, because one of the things that I've said before in the show, and I've talked to the guests on, is about the whole 50%, over 50% service to others. That's one frequency and one path that you can go on. Or you have under 50%, which is service to self, which is a lower frequency and a different path you can go on. So there's a free will choice. To make the choice, where do you want to be? Do you want to be in the higher frequency service to others, or the lower frequency service to self? And well, I've talked about this before on the show, and I think that's getting to be very obvious now. And as Gosha said about some people, we can't be in the same room with, because what we do is we probably pick up in their vibration or their energy, and we feel that they're not on the right frequency. They're on a lower frequency, and we feel that we don't want to be in their area, or we don't want to be around them because they're just not matching their frequency. And maybe that's part of the journey, is that we all have to go on that journey, and some people get it and some people don't. Gosha, what's your take on that?
Well, yes. When it comes to me, when I said that I do not want to be around those people, it's not just so much that I do not want to, it's just that I feel like we are completely from different planet, like completely so different. Like there's this abyss between me and them, that there is just no point of correlation at all, nothing. And it's just not in my reality. Like they are not even there. And in a way, Yaski also explained that that's what's happening. They are there, but they are not there. She's explaining that timelines have been split. And she we have videos about the collective timelines being split and how now we are living with all these different timelines coexisting, even though all of us always are individual timelines, and she always explains that. However, under certain agreements and collective agreements, they seem like we are living in one. Well, now what's happening, they are just multiple broken collective timelines everywhere. And literally, even if you see someone in front of you, they are there, but they are not there. They are literally living in their own reality, where from them, what they believe is true. And from their perspective, it is true.
Okay.
And from ours, it is not.
So would you say, if they say there's 7 billion people on the planet, then that means there must be 7 billion timelines?
Well, let's first of all, there are not as many people as that number states. Mm-hmm. I don't remember now exactly what the correct number is, but they told us a long time ago that that's not even the real number. And then taking away all these unreal people who are actually not creating any timelines, they're just there as kind of pawns in our movie. So yes, everybody is in their own timeline, and where we perceive ourselves to be in the same one with others is because of our inner perception agreements that we have made on a soul level to perceive certain things and realities in the same way. And that's why it seems like we are in the same one. But actually, individually, we are all in our own individual ones. And we have a detailed description of that also in one of the videos where she explains that.
Okay, I think we have to be very careful of our thoughts and obviously what we're focusing on, because that's going to affect the timeline. And I think it's, more than ever today, definitely, I think, what we focus our energy on expands. And I think there's so much bad news out there. Again, we know about switching off the TV and switching off the media and not listening to them. But also, folks, we also have to step away from a lot of the negative information that's out there. I know we want to be informed.
Yes.
But at the same time, if you're going to be putting your energy into negative stuff, well, then that's going to expand. So we need to be, especially now more than ever, once you know there's a global plan and you know that there's people out there trying to shut the system down and control everybody. Once you know that, then you don't need to know the ins and outs of what's going on. And I think people get so caught up in the technical details, which is completely irrelevant. We know what they're trying to do. And I think if you want to try and find out about, well, what's the ingredients in that vaccine and that, don't even waste your time. You don't need to know that. All you need to know is that they're trying to push out a vaccine program globally. And I think, as you said earlier in the show, we have to be careful of our thoughts and what we focus on. And I think Dale said it as well, be careful of putting your focus on negative energy, because, we're in this area now where manifestation is very important and it's happening a lot more and faster. Time is speeding up. So we have to be very careful.
Yeah, we had a complete loss of power here. Everything went down for about 3 minutes. Computers are just coming back now.
Okay, no problem. Okay, well, yeah, I mean, that happens as well. Okay, let me get over to the other questions there. For Gosha, Rich84 wants to know, what does the Cabal Federation gain from killing off all the Matrix sleeping people? Doesn't that just leave the awakened to create a better world? The more of them that die, the more those who survive will organize against them, won't they?
Yes, this is one of the questions I was asking them as well. I honestly do not even remember the exact answer she gave me. That was like 6 months ago, maybe more, that I asked that. It's in one of my earlier videos. But what do they gain? They gain more control. I think I remember that for sure, that they're going to have less people to control. And the ones who are awakened, well, they will not have a nice time, basically, if it goes really in a bad way, because they will be forced eventually to take them. If not, they'll be shunned away from the society without even being able to organize themselves. But that's like in a worse scenario, of course. but their main agenda is to have more control and more ways to exploit people, less people to manipulate. And, you know, the whole transhumanism agenda comes into this as well. That's another topic in itself. But that answer is in detail is somewhere in my transcript. I remember. It's just there's so many questions that I have myself, and I'm still also wrapping my head around all these agendas and all this multi-level chess being played out here. So I don't have all the answers myself.
Yeah, it's very complicated, and just when you think you have a hold on it and you think, right, okay, no. I'm getting it now, it changes. You know,
yes.
And then you have to go and you have to go look at it again, or else somebody comes along with a piece of the information which you don't have. And again, it makes a change to what you know and your belief system. And you think, oh, my God, here I go again. And we've talked about the fluid belief system. The video I sent you over before we went live of myself and Steve doing the seminar got to do with the psychology of the waking up process. We talk about the fluid belief system. And if you watch that seminar, you'll see the psychology that we apply regarding having the fluid belief system, because we have to challenge what we believe, because every day new information comes in and we have to be able to change and update our belief system, and that makes it better for us. We grow with that. We step outside our comfort zone and we grow and we learn, rather than being stuck in a belief system because it suits our own narrative. And we have to be flexible with our belief system.
Yes. But this is very important what you are saying. Super important. It's actually what Kay Gettins have been telling us from day one as well. And this is what actually characterizes and defines their society. Because even though they know a lot and they come from the advanced civilization, what defines them actually is that they are learning new things all the time. They are flexible to adapt new findings, and they are learning. They're always in a learning process. You know, here they are learning about Earth. They are learning about stuff that is happening, you know, around our cultures. They are even learning about this whole pandemic and what's behind. But they don't have absolutely all the pieces to this. So they are also, you know, discovering new things and adapting their conclusions to what they find out. And this is what they have been telling us from the very beginning as well.
Yes, exactly. Well, I'm just watching the time. We have about 7 minutes left, and we have a few questions left here. So I'm just going to see what I can pick up from the questions. Let me see. Right, okay. Seeker Ivy says, Gosha, have you had the opportunity to ask your off-world friends about the second-hand jab effects? Self-spreading vax tech is available. This might be the culprit. Well, we talked about the vaccines earlier on, so we won't get into that. Let's get into what's your plans and Dale's plans for the foreseeable future. What are you working on? What are you doing? And what's your plan of attack? And then I'll go over to Dale and find out what his plans are.
I have several different ideas for the channel. I mean, several ideas for the videos, but they are not necessarily to do with the vaccines or with this whole, you know, like you were saying, I'm not really interested in details about this. I already know my stand, and I know my followers know where they stand. We don't need to be going over this over and over again. So now what I'm focusing on more is on mind expansion and soul expansion topics. And, you know, on always broadening their perspectives, because I believe this is a real ascension. As you expand your perspectives and your ideas and your frequency perception of things, this is where you ascend, because you'll be able to integrate more and more into your reality. And so this is where my focus is. I want to talk about more metaphysical stuff. We have some ideas with Yasky about the time loops, reverse time. We do also want to go a little bit more into the Federation and its role in Earth affairs and more about consciousness and, you know, spiritual stuff. And I'm also interested to find out what they find out about this whole passive spreading of the vaccine. That I do want to know, because it interests me personally, because I have people in my direct life that this affects. And also, I want to help whoever else is interested. And of course, I know everybody's interested. So I would love to know their results on that as well.
Well, I'm going to be doing a show in a few weeks' time. I've already done interviewed three doctors and one dentist, and I have Dr. Tenpenny coming on the show in a couple of weeks' time, and I will be talking to her about the shedding that's taking place and these toxins and the warning to stay away from vaccinated people. There seems to be an awful lot of talk out there about unvaccinated people being affected by the vaccinated people with the toxins that they're shedding through the vaccine. Yeah. So that's something that we all need to be aware of. If that is indeed true and that is happening, then we need to be aware of that. And but what happens, you see, there you go. The issue that we have here, and you know, Dale's obviously in the same boat with family and friends, is that we avoid the vaccine because we know what's in it, but yet we potentially might be affected by it even though we don't get it.
I know, and that's why it's so sad, because before it was just about, okay, not taking the vaccine, that's it, I'm happy, I'm not taking it, you know. But now, what if, you know, I go to the gym, I don't go to the gym, my boyfriend does. He goes to the gym and he's in contact with people, you know. So I have to worry about now this stuff. So this is a bit worrying. And they told me yesterday they are examining this issue as we speak. So I'm curious about what they come up with as the results.
Yeah, I think we'd be curious as well. I think we're going to have to do an update show. Dale, what's your take on things, and what's your plans for the next few months, and what's your plans regarding, you know, the issues that are going on?
Well, you know, I listen and then wait for information from my family and from Goja, and participate in lectures and podcasts and so forth as this one. And I do that as often as I can with G, and also a little bit on my own. But essentially, I'm a soldier in waiting. And so if I get any orders or any directives from the family, I'll carry them out. Or, you know, I'm kind of sitting, waiting to see how things unfold here. I can only influence so much on my own. But I still try. So, you know, that's basically my place at this point in time. And I'm very interested in this thing with the exomes and how they're affecting people.
Yeah, well, when I get Dr. Tenpenny on the show, I'm definitely going to be talking to her about that, because we need to have that clarified. One of the questions that came up on the chat, which I just kind of want to clarify from my point of view, and again, it's just my opinion and my view on this, and again, Goshi can and Dale can talk about it, but you know, the whole idea of the vaccines, remember what I said earlier in the show about people getting the vaccines, and maybe the people who are getting the vaccines, obviously, they're in the matrix, they didn't do the research, or maybe it's a bit of a selfish thing that they want to jump the queue to get it because they're just thinking of themselves. So all these people who've got the vaccines will start dying off all at different times because of different metabolisms that we have. But what the people that are left will be people like ourselves, who are like 50% and plus service to others. And then obviously we will bring the next generation on and teach them. And as each generation comes on, then, you know, hopefully we'll get more of a utopian society or a better society, because there'll be more people with information regarding service to others and service to self. Maybe that's just my take and my opinion on that. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but that could be why there is going to be a mass population die-off, because the people will be left are the people who won't be getting the vaccine. As to where the shedding comes into it, I don't know. What's your take on that, Gosha?
This was one of my questions too, because I question all these things myself and also from the higher levels. I it is also in one of the transcripts, that specific question, because I was wondering, okay, what if souls from higher level have planned this, and this is like their mass exit from the 3D? Even I was thinking that way, that maybe this is like some kind of a mass exodus, like mass planned exit of the souls from the 3D, and this is their way to liberate themselves from here and leave, right? I mean, death is just death. I mean, that doesn't matter what way you exit the game. And I asked this question, and I remember Yasky told me that it's not that easy, because actually, if those Matrix people die because they have Matrix ideas with them, they're going to carry them with them to the afterlife, and they will most likely get recycled back. because she's very strict on the idea that when you die, you do take your matrix idea with you. It's not that you suddenly become liberated and you can go. You can go and be reincarnated everywhere else. However, if you are still carrying the limiting ideas that, for example, there is no life after, you know, there's no life in other planets or this or that, and you still carry limiting ideas, which matrix people do, it's very likely that they will come back again. So they will not be totally liberated. They will probably be back here. So it's not that simple that they will simply die off and leave the Earth to us.
But they might come back to a different world where the majority of people are 50% plus. So they might come in with them ideals or that, but they will change. Maybe that's what will happen. They'll come into a different world and have a different perspective on life because the people around them will be more open-minded. Maybe that's a possibility. Unfortunately, I have to leave it there because we've run out of time. But listen, Gosha and Dale, thank you very much for coming back on. Brilliant information and, you know, loads to think about. And definitely, if you have any information of what's going on or you do any more updates, send us an email. Keep us on your list there and send us an email. And I can update the listeners on Circle of White Light. Dale, is there any links that you have there that you want to give out? I know you do your lasers and your speakers there and anything else. Do you want to give out your website or links to so people can check you out?
I don't have any actual website or anything such as Gosha does. So most of my information or things that I have to say are through the videos that are done there. But if people, you know, want to contact me, they can contact me through my business sites. And I cannot necessarily guarantee that I will be able to answer them all. Sometimes I get, you know, after a show or anything, a lecture, there are hundreds and hundreds of emails. We try very hard, but neither Gosha nor myself can answer all those. It's just way too much. So please don't be upset if we don't answer directly, but, you know, those are the ways that I can be contacted.
Okay, that's no problem. And Gosha, do you want to give out your details there?
Yes, the website www.svaru.org, SWARUU.org, and Cosmic Agency Tunnel. And yes, I just want to finish off on saying that, yes, I agree with you, Alan, that we do need to have that positive idea about this. And hopefully this is where it's going. And that's why I will continue doing what I'm doing, because I still have faith in all this. I still have faith in humanity, and that we can react and we can transform this. And so do they. That's why they are still here helping, assisting, and observing. So it's going to be interesting to observe all this, to see where this is leading.
It's going to be interesting and probably emotional as well. Okay, yes. Dale and Gosha, thank you very much. Just stay with me there for a minute, and we'll just go over to a musical break, and we'll be back after this.
You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio.
There you go. That was Gosha and Dale and talking about the bigger picture on what's going on. And it's quite interesting, folks. I know we talked an awful lot about the whole idea of avatars and this quantum program that we feel that we're in, or we've been told that we're in. And I suppose if our higher selves are on 5D and we have this 3D avatar and our 3D avatar is here to experience life in 3D, maybe that's what it's all about. You know, I mean, I've spoken to other guests about this quantum program we're in. And I mentioned earlier about SimCity, the game that was in the 90s. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe we are in this quantum program. We know about the people in the background people in the matrix that will never wake up. You know, I've said it before on the fluid belief system that you have your next door neighbours or your Auntie Pat and your Uncle John, and you should never wake them up because they're just not ready for this information. If anything, it'll be worse for them. So you talk to them about the weather and you talk to them about, you know, I don't know anything else but the subject matter, because it's not worthwhile. they just won't get it and they just won't open up and you won't wake up. So there's no point going down that road with them. So are we avatars from in this 3D world that when we die and pass over, we go back into the 5D because we're here to learn and the experience? But also what I mentioned earlier, and again, it's food for thought. I'm very open to some ideas, you know, with this. I'm still looking at this and I'm kind of observing and I'm watching and I'm seeing what's being said. But if it is a case that all these people are being vaccinated, who are queuing up and being vaccinated, who don't do the research of that this is experimental drug, and they're lined up, and the people who just try and skip the queue to get the vaccine because they're so paranoid that they're going to get this COVID and it's going to kill them. If all them people are going to be, you know, eventually dying or, you know, moving over, dying off because of the vaccine, then the people who are left on the planet who are not vaccinated will probably be at a higher frequency and vibrating on a higher frequency. So that kind of makes sense. And then people will be bringing up their kids in a certain mindset of, you know, having empathy with people and service to others. And then them kids will do the same thing. So maybe that's the whole idea behind it. I don't know. I'm just taking a guess. I know as much as you guys. And it's good speaking to people like Osha and Dale to get their perspective on it from the Tibetans and see what they say. So does even questions that Gosha is asking them and trying to find out what's going on to get a bigger picture. So I don't know as much as, you guys might even know more than I do. You do a lot more research. I do know one thing, though, folks. I'm not really focusing on the negative information. I know I get a lot of information over, but I try and avoid too much negative information. You know, I said it on the show that you don't get caught up in the semantics and the details of what's going on. You know, the vaccines, if you want to call them that, they're an experimental drug. We know that. Do you really need to know what's inside the ingredients when you know that it's bad for you anyway? You know, there's a master plan. You know that the cabal, what they're trying to do with Agenda 21, Agenda 30, you know what their plans are. So why do you need to go into the details to find out what's in the ingredients or what specifics are involved when you know that there's the cabal out there who are trying to cause problems on the planet? You know, you can get tied up with so much information and you can be watching video after video after video, and before you know it, you're not having a life. So get out to the get out in the sun, go out and get out and do some gardening, get your vitamin D, do the projects that you need to do. I'm spending actually a little bit more time on my own projects now, away from the what's going on. You know, I used to be doing so much time, taking up so much time with this subject matter. And now I'm going to start filtering out the information that is coming into me. And I'm going to be very kind of choosy as to what I watch and trying to focus on the positives more than the negatives. Again, if you're focusing on negative energy and negative things, that will expand and part of the manifestation. So just be aware of that. Be very specific of the stuff that you watch. Again, if somebody's sending you over information about the vaccine, you can kind of say, well, I don't need to watch that because I know what's going on. You know, whether it's affecting X, Y, and Z, you know what's going on. The whole big thing now at the moment, the talk is India. What's happening in India with COVID? But apparently, again, there's more lies coming out in the media about that because people are dying of starvation because there's issues with the food supply over in India. Now, is it COVID as well that's tied in? I don't know. I know they did probably test a few subjects over there. Maybe there was a tie-in. But one woman that was living over there with her husband did a video and she said, what you're being told in the media are lies in India. She said people are not dying because of COVID. She said people are dying because some people live out in the streets. They sleep in the streets because of the heat. And obviously, if you see people, loads of people sleeping in the streets and not moving, it would look like people are all passed out on the ground with something when they're just sleeping. So we have to be very careful of the media narrative and what they're doing and where it's coming from, and try and get the source as much as you can. Try and avoid the memes. There's loads of people putting memes out there on Facebook and social media, and you have to go back to the source. Don't just believe the meme, because I've got caught out with that as well. And I thought, okay, that must be true. And then you find out that it's not. Somebody's made up a meme. So you have to go back to source and try and find the source of it as much as you can. And if you can stick to the science and the facts, that's obviously far more important. The whole 3D, 5D thing we can throw around there, and the time speeding up. Definitely time speeding up. I'll see you in 2 days' time. By the way things are going at the moment, 2 days' time, I'm going to be doing a show again. That's how it feels. It's incredible. You would think in the lockdown that time would be actually slower because of the lockdown. But wow, it's getting faster. So there you go. I think coming up on PIR, you have Barry Prince on his show, and Barry does a good show over there. So tune in after my show on PIR, and you'll be able to tune in to Barry Prince on my show next week. It's been a long time since I've had Raymond Whitehead on the show. Raymond used to be involved with Direct Democracy. He brought the idea over from Switzerland. He looked at what was happening over in Switzerland and thought, yeah, Ireland could actually do with that process as well. And he brought it over there through Direct Democracy. He's now obviously not involved in that. But he'll give us an update on what he feels is going on in Ireland and got to do with the Irish government. So if you're interested in the Irish politics and what's happening in Ireland and what's happening, you know, with their government policies, and I believe the Green Party, I believe they've ramped up the energy costs now. If you buy heat and oil, it's going to cost you more money. If you buy coal, it's going to cost you more money. And this is the Green Party. The Green Party, I think, must be against people who are low-waged. You know, I mean, any government party out there, honest, I wouldn't waste my time. I'm deregistered. I don't waste my time with politics and politicians. Just, you're wasting your time. We need a new system away from the current system. And that's what we're focusing on, folks. Okay, for myself, I'm running out of time there. Thanks to everybody who logged in the chat room. Fantastic. Loads of people on the chat room tonight. Brilliant stuff there, chatting away and swapping information. Well done, everybody. Thanks for logging in and giving me 2 hours of your time tonight. Much appreciated. And on People's Internet Radio as well. Cheers, everybody there as well. All right, take care, folks. And don't forget, if you can afford a few quid, please donate to Circle of White Light. Your donation just really is a big help. And obviously, we use part of the donation to help local groups and community. If you can afford a few quid, even a dollar, even a euro, it does all help. It's much appreciated. Thank you very much. For myself, Alan James, have a good week. Stay safe. And try and avoid people that have the vaccine. If that shedding is going on, you don't want to be near anybody. So try and do your best. So take care and bye-bye.
You have been listening to Circle of White Light Radio on circleofwhitelight.com. Focusing on solutions and thinking different.